This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. A volcano in southeastern Iran, silent for nearly 700,000 years, is stirring back to life. Mount Tafton, long thought to be extinct, has begun to swell at its summit, the first clear sign of geological unrest in hundreds of millennia. Satellite measurements show the peak has risen about 9 centimeters between mid-2023 and mid-2024, a subtle but unmistakable signal that pressure is building beneath the surface. Scientists believe that the deformation could be caused by gases, superheated fluids, or even magma slowly pushing upward through ancient chambers. What makes it remarkable is that the change appears spontaneous, with no nearby earthquakes or rainfall to trigger it. For a mountain considered geologically dead, that sudden motion is a major surprise. Mount Tafton sits along the Makran volcanic arc near Iran's border with Pakistan, an area that has seen major fumarolic activity, but no confirmed eruptions in recorded history. Now, researchers say it may need to be reclassified from extinct to dormant, or as some are calling it, a zombie volcano awaking after eons of quiet. There's no immediate danger of eruption, but scientists are urging greater monitoring and early warning systems in the region. Even small shifts in pressure can offer vital clues about what's happening underground. The awakening of Tafton is a reminder that Earth's deep forces never truly sleep. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. About half of Americans believe in ghosts, and a fifth say they've actually sensed one. A recent article explores why. Psychologists point out that humans have evolved to detect threats quickly, sometimes too quickly. That intent detection means when something odd happens, say a draft, a weird noise, or unfamiliar shadow, our brain might assume someone's behind it, even if the cause is mundane. These cognitive biases make ghost stories surprisingly common. Context also matters. If you're told a place is haunted, you're far more likely to interpret creaks, cold spots, or flickering lights as paranormal. One study found people exploring an old theater who were told it was haunted reported significantly more eerie sensations than those that were told it was merely under renovation. This is Dark Matter News. Scientists may be on the brink of rendering reading glasses obsolete with eye drops. In a large retrospective study of 766 patients, a special formula combining pilocarpine and diflunac significantly improved near vision in people suffering from presbyopia, the age-related loss of focus on up-close objects. Within just an hour of administration, participants on average gained nearly 3.5 lines of improved reading ability on standard eye charts. The benefits held for many users over long periods, in some cases up to 2 years, without serious side effects. Most reported only mild dimming, transient irritation, or headaches. The drops work by constricting the pupil and engaging the eye's focusing muscle, while the anti-inflammatory component reduces discomfort often associated with the main ingredient. Researchers hope this non-invasive, drop-based approach could offer an alternative to those who dislike glasses or are not suitable candidates for surgery. There is still caution, however, because the study was retrospective and conducted at a single center. Broader trials are needed to confirm the safety and general use cases. However, if future research supports these results, a simple daily drop might soon do the job that glasses have long done, giving aging eyes a clearer future. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.